Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And I should mention that next week, Graeme Finley is going to be telling us all about the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. And she is a fascinating character. I don't know if you saw her at that roundtable meeting with Donald Trump and the rest of them. And she knows how to handle the American president, that is for sure. So we'll be finding out all about her and her politics next week when Graeme Finley returns. Now, though, a decision by the EU to label nitrous oxide as toxic for human reproduction and the nervous system has led to renewed calls for clampdown on the sale of the substance here in Ireland. It's legally used in the catering industry and also in medical settings, but in recent years, concerns have increased about its use as a recreational drug amongst young people. Mark Ward, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest and spokesperson for Dublin, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for having me on again.
Not at all. Now, you say that the decision by the EU to regulate the sale of this stuff should be used by Ireland to control it in a firmer way here, right?
Absolutely. I've been on this show before talking about nitrous oxide, and that development by EU is really, really telling. So this delegated act means that the EU are looking to harmonise the prohibition of the sale of nitrous oxide to the public by the 4th of February in 2027. And my argument at this very moment now is, why should the government have to wait on the EU? We know that the harms that it's causing. We can see the impact in our communities. So the time is to act now.
Now, you know there'll be people listening to this who never have heard of nitrous oxide and certainly not its use in a recreational way. So you might explain to us what's going on.
So nitrous oxide is basically somebody inhales this gas, and what it does is it cuts the oxygen off the brain. It gives that giddy effect, which gives the name of laughing gas. People have walk around their estates or their areas, particularly in Dublin and around the parks, they will see these discarded canisters. At first they were small silver canisters, now they're large industrial canisters, and these are the nitrous oxide canisters. They're very, very visible in our communities, very, very visible in our areas, and they are being targeted towards our young people. So just before I came on the show, I just done a quick Google search, and I'm able to go on and purchase nitrous oxide online without any checks in place. That basically says they're marketed towards join the party and expect the ride of your life. They're also saying unleash your creativity with nitrous oxide in the most interesting flavours, strawberry, coconut, grape, very similar to what we see in vapes out there. Now, these companies will tell you that these are used for legitimate purposes in relation to the catering industry or the medical industries. Like, for example, it's used in the catering industries as a propellant to whip cream. But why, if you need something as a propellant, why does it need to be coconut flavoured?
So when you were looking that up online, was the offer there to deliver it to your house if you bought it?
Yeah, so the offer is there. It's the same they say to wholesalers, but there's no checks and balances in place.
So you can just order it and get it.
You can just order. And in fairness, the majority of seizures that we find in Ireland is done by customs. So when customs see a number of coming in, they'll seize them at that stage. But they're only getting the tip of the iceberg. They're not getting everything that's coming through.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned there that it's used in catering. And I know the concern has been expressed by that sector that if you regulate this, it'll make it more expensive for them. So how do you get that balance right so that the right people can get it at the right price?
So the legislation that I have introduced, and it's our second stage now in the Dáil, is that the wholesaler, so these guys online that are selling it, they will require a licence. The retail sellers who wish to purchase it needs to be on a registered list of approved sellers, and the people that are selling to them need to be exempt purchasers. It's not a really complicated, it might sound complicated there, but it's not a complicated procedure. It's very similar to what was done in Holland in 2022.
Did it
and
make
we're just
it,
looking to replicate
But will it make it more
there.
Expensive, Mark, you know, for catering and for medical use?
It shouldn't make it more expensive. And at the moment is that these products, they're not expensive to buy online, but because they're not expensive to buy online, these unscrupulous drug dealers, which is what I call them, are buying them online and selling them at fast profits, and they're having untold long-term impacts on our young people and people that are using them recreationally.
I mean, is there evidence that, you know, when other countries, and you mentioned the Netherlands there, when they restrict it, that it reduces recreational use? Does it happen?
So with this, you will see the impacts almost straight away because you will not see discarded nitrous oxide canisters on the ground, in estates, or on the road, or in our parks, in the same amount as there was before the restrictions. This is not a panacea that's going to stop all nitrous oxide getting in, but it will curtail the amount that's getting in and end up in the harms in the hands of young people.
And why do you say that this decision by the EU sort of opens the path for Ireland to regulate the sale? What does it
Because
do?
at the moment, the EU, because they have put in this delegated act now, they are sending instructions to all EU countries that they want to harmonise the classification of nitrous oxides as a prohibited substance by the 1st of February 2027. And it's up to EU countries at that stage to apply if they don't want to be part of that. So I'm just saying, why wait till 2027? Let's act now, because at the moment, for example, and I've spoke about this in the past, we have seen 175% increase in 1 year in the amount of young people who are accessing the adolescent addiction services here in Cherry Orchard, the HSE Adolescent Addiction Services, looking for help around nitrous oxide. So we need to act now. I don't see why we have to wait until Europe bring this in. But what Europe are saying now is in relation to reproductive health, and this is something that I only became recently aware of. So if it's having an impact on people who are working in the dental industry or dentists and stuff, who are maybe inhaling small amounts of it just in the line in the day-to-day work, can you imagine the effect that young people are experiencing if they're inhaling this and it's not regulated, and it's if they're taking as much as they can?
Yeah, I mean, a listener says every morning I see the canisters on my walks, be it in Clondalkin, in Blackrock, or in Cork. So people are aware of it. It's just, I mean, when I hear what you're saying about the decision that the EU made and the fact that it's not coming into force until February of 2027, I mean, people talk about the EU being slow to move. I mean, there's evidence of it there. But as you say, there's nothing to stop the government here taking action on this now.
Absolutely not. I said I have legislation that's in the Dáil at the moment. It's past first stage. Just speaking cross party, this is not political. This is something that I'd be looking to get cross party support on. And if the government want to run with my legislation, absolutely, I let them go for it, because I think this is something that the government need to bring in urgently instead of waiting for the EU to act on the 1st of February
Okay, all right,
2027.
Mark, we'll leave it there. Thanks for telling us about it, Mark Ward, there, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Mid West.